This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hooray! Time to start the show! All day, you've been waiting, I know it. Yeah, it's frozen still all day going, when does the Robert Scott Bell Show start? Well, here we go. It starts now. Okay, no, it starts now. Yeah, now it starts.
Now,
here we go. All right, Super Don, we ready to rock and roll today? We got Outside the Box. Ty Bollinger's going to join us. And we're going to challenge Ty Bollinger because I don't know if he's ever been around a millennial. We're going to see. And we've asked Captain Morgan to come on board and
that
talk.
Some special training or something? Or?
Yeah. I warned him, though. We'll see what happens. Ty Bollinger, busy as can be. We've got a couple of weeks, and we're going to be together in Dallas for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. We'll see if we can get some information out of Ty about how you can stream it live if you can't make it because you haven't gotten tickets yet. Also, upcoming is the homeoprophylaxis event in St. Pete, Florida. And that's coming up 7th, 8th, and 9th of October. That'll be here before we know it. And a bunch of other things. The Hearthlight event, end of the month in October in North Georgia, Gainesville. And that's why we got Captain Morgan coming up. She's going to preview it with us, and we'll all be there. And that will be a great opportunity to meet with Ty and Charlene and the family and a whole lot of other good healers because we'll all be together at that event. And it is not sold out, including the playing of the Harlem Legends, which we're going to do on the basketball court, Super Don. It'll be funny. So, where do we start?
Yes.
Is this me delaying again because I don't want to talk about the FDA?
Well, okay. I will give you this much, that there are a lot of FDA stories that we covered that are just kind of like, oh, God, here we go again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of goes into that category, but at the same time, I really think this can stimulate some really constructive conversation here about this word. Now, you know, listen, Bill Clinton, I think he's still trying to figure out what the meaning of is. Okay.
Yes, that's
true. He's still working on that one. But apparently the FDA has decided to pick a word that has two syllables instead of one.
Ooh.
That they just haven't been able to figure out yet.
Oh, my gosh. What could that word be? Could it be healthy?
Not Satan.
Yeah, not Satan. I know you heard where that was going. No, could it be healthy? Healthy? Ooh, you did say healthy, did you? Well, don't claim your stuff is healthy, because if the FDA says it isn't, then it must not be, because the Lordeth has spokeneth. I mean, that's the emperor, of course. The emperor of America, the bureaucratic oligarchy, the fear and death administration. And we've covered a lot of things over the years that the FDA gets wrong, which is just about everything. And maybe they're struggling to try and get it right. Why? How? What could have happened here? Well, it was stimulated a little bit by the tagging of the Kind Bar Company. I don't know if they're named the Kind Bar Company, but Kind Bars, K-I-N-D, they're like a nut bar. And the FDA says, you can't say you're healthy, because they said this is a healthy snack, right? And why couldn't they say they were healthy? Well, there was too much fat in them. I'm like, wait a second. We got no trans fats. We got healthy fats from real food. This is not unhealthy. And so they pushed back on the FDA. They didn't lay down and go, oh, the FDA is coming after us, says we're unhealthy, we better back down. No, they pushed back. And I think it got a little too obvious that the FDA didn't know what it was talking about in terms of healthy. Now, to give you perspective, we do have some audio clips here from some stories covering this as the FDA is trying desperately to redefine or to define healthy for the first time ever in a real kind of way. I'm not holding my breath, boys and girls. What do you think?
You prepare a salad for your family and add in an avocado. Is that a healthy ingredient? No. You're feeling a little sluggish at work and decide to snack on some almonds. Is that a healthy choice? No. These surprising answers are in line with the Food and Drug Administration's current definition of healthy when it comes to food.
Wrong answer, Hans. Don't be eating anything real if it's got fat in it, because we know fat is the enemy. And then, of course, you know, generations of people in America and the West have thought that was true. Again, I bring to light the indomitable spirit of Jerry Doyle here. You know, these are some of the most amazing events we had on his show, talking about the fact that fat is good for you. It's good for you. Now the FDA has to get a grip on it, on a grip on itself. Is it going to make the change?
But that's about to change. At the urging of food companies and lawmakers, the agency plans to update its definition of healthy for the first time in two decades. Back then, it defined healthy based on five criteria: fat, saturated fat, sodium, cholesterol, and beneficial nutrients like vitamin C or calcium per ounce.
Fat, saturated fat, right? As if they're bad. Now, trans fats, they didn't look at that. They looked the other way on trans fats for all these years, and finally they're picking up on that. But still, this is a diehard concept. Speaking of Hans, it's a diehard concept. Are they going to let it go? Are they going to let this fat go? Is it unhealthy? Is fat unhealthy, folks?
So while a 1 ounce avocado is a delicious food and generally thought to be healthy, it's 4.5 grams of fat per serving put it in the unhealthy category because it exceeds the FDA's 3 grams per serving threshold. Oh, and those almonds? 14 grams of fat per ounce. So at least for now, they're not on the healthy list.
So still, even today, the FDA says avocados and almonds are unhealthy because there's too much fat. Yet, in the era in which we grew, pharmaceutically, artificially, synthetically, twinkily, on Twinkies, we learned the stuff from the FDA the government told our parents was safe and good to eat and healthy. And that included some of my favoriteest breakfast cereal of all time.
They're great.
Many consider Kellogg's Frosted Flakes to be great, but are they healthy? The FDA says yes.
Yes.
And that's because it has 0 grams of fat
no
per
fat.
Serving and meets FDA requirements of being low in sodium, cholesterol, and contains beneficial ingredients.
No cholesterol, but it contains synthetic vitamins. But no fat per serving. Super Don, do you remember the syrupy milk that was left over after a bowl of Frosted Flakes?
That was the best part. That was like having dessert after breakfast, right?
Liquid crack for kids.
That was great.
But Generation X, all there.
Here's the interesting thing about this. As we just learned just recently about the corruption that was going on with the scientific studies years ago, where they tried to divert the attention away from sugar and put it on fat and make fat the bad guy. This is what we're learning now. And this is the reason why these guidelines were created by the FDA, because it was based on what? Junk science.
Lobbying.
Yes.
Who gave them the most money? Do you follow this? And what makes you think that's not happening today, this very moment, as the FDA attempts to define healthy or redefine it? And are you going to buy it? Because a generation bought it and we got sick. I got sick because of what I was eating that the FDA said was healthy. Sure, it's yummy. Syrup, sugar, and milk. Hydrogenated oils. You know, they take out the fat, they had to replace the sugar, or else the Frosted Flakes would have tasted like cardboard. But then again, we got to concern ourselves with healthy food that might contain too much fat. Still, the FDA is struggling with this.
Does salmon whet your appetite? Unhealthy, thanks to 11 grams of fat per 3 ounce serving.
That's the kind of intelligence we're dealing with here.
Unhealthy.
Unhealthy salmon. And, of course, a nation that looks to its government to tell it what to eat is a nation in decline, in decay. And there's no hope for Americans if they still perceive that the FDA, the FTC, the FCC, the CDC, need I go on? is a bastion of truth in protecting the health of the American people. No, it's always been protecting the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state over our health, protecting them from us, who they are harming. You know what's good? Another thing we grew up on, Super Don, see if you remember eating a lot of this.
How about SpaghettiOs with calcium? Eat up. They make the cut with just 1 gram of fat per serving.
Oh, remember those?
Dude, from a can? Dump them out?
I did eat. You know what I liked was the SpaghettiOs, and I loved the ravioli.
Oh, the raviolis, too. Man, it was like a drug. You would eat the raviolis, and you would get high. I'm telling you, what they put in that food, I'm just having food memory right now. And this is the kind of stuff the FDA says was good, loaded with sugar, refined carbohydrates. But, hey, it was low in fat. It's all good. And here, another one of our breakfast treats brought to you by the Fear and Death Administration, an entire generation damaged. How many mercury fillings were due to this food?
How about low-fat Pop-Tarts? Also, FDA-friendly, clocking in at 3 fat grams and 1 saturated fat gram per serving.
I rest my case.
Pop-Tarts.
Low-fat Pop-Tarts, good for kids, good for you, good for dentists everywhere. This is the kind of nation we grew up with, Super Don, in decline. We didn't want to admit it. Reagan was president, but man, we were going down the tubes fast. And even before that, of course, all the junk food, all the processed food, all the Twinkies and Ho-Hos. I'm telling you, if the Federal Reserve ran our food supply, well, actually they are, because it's like empty calories in their money. I'm just thinking about Janet Yellen now. My goodness. Well, hey, there's good news on the horizon, too. Don't look for the FDA to surprise us with really smart science, sound science, and the like. We're dealing with doctors who are actually beginning to prescribe fresh produce from healthy food banks. Help from the food banks for poor people that can't eat food that's real. Because all of the subsidized food is cheap, yes, and it's devoid of nutrition because all of the nutrition has been stolen from it and sold to industry. Let's rip the minerals out and put the high fructose corn syrup, because it's subsidized by government and cheap, and we'll feed it to poor people. Well, some doctors have gotten wind of this, and they're trying to correct it.
This is really cool. And they're doing this in Oak Forest, Illinois, at the Oak Forest Health Center. They're working with the food banks. The doctors are actually prescribing fresh produce for people who are low-income status. So,
yeah,
kudos to Oak Forest, Illinois.
Hey, poor people, you don't need Obamacare. You need food. Doctors, you paying attention? Good job in Oak Forest, Illinois. Get them some real food pronto. And don't listen to the FDA when they tell you what is healthy and what is not. You will do so at your own peril, or at the very least, at the decay of your teeth. We got a story about that next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, also on Periscope. We do some updates there, and of course Facebook, a lot of different places, and right to the homepage, the show notes. They're there thanks to Captain Morgan. RobertScottBell.com. She'll be joining us with Ty Bollinger, talking about a major event in North Georgia, Gainesville. You can make plans to be there. It's not sold out, unlike the truth about cancer, which is. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's see. What kinds of things, Super Don, do I talk about that I always talk about and that occasionally makes its way into the mainstream news?
You know, I got to be honest with you. For a long time, we kind of seemed, when it came to the mainstream media, we were kind of the lone voice in the wilderness, you know, with a handful of other people. But I would have to say over the last couple of years, I don't know. They must be listening to the show because they're kind of coming around in some areas.
Yeah, they keep this up. I'm going to have to find something else to do. That'd probably bring a lot of joy to the cancer industrial complex. But in the meantime, we're going to keep it up and acknowledge that occasionally I do get it right.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d- but I told you so.
I told you so.
What have I said? Well, something we've been doing on this show for a long time, talking about mercury amalgams, the dental fillings that the American Dental Association and the FDA still claims is safe. Well, it turns out University of Georgia researchers have revealed the patently obvious fact that mercury amalgam fillings result in mercury in your body, mercury toxicity, mercury poisoning. Now, they went so far as to measure it based on the number of fillings that were given to you.
And some of these numbers are staggering. They're shocking in terms of the sheer number of people in America by percent that have the dental mercury amalgams in their teeth. Toxic waste, toxic teeth. And it seems that the more you put in, the more you get in. I mean, hello?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right? Like, if you have 8, you're going to have more mercury in your system than 1. But if you have 11 or more, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Crazy. Now, they started using amalgams with mercury 150 years ago because it was cheap, it was durable, not because it was safe. Everybody knew mercury was quackery, quicksilver, right? But it was cheap, it was easy to use, it was malleable, and it was resilient once it was in there. Except it wasn't, because it leached mercury into the system. And more people than not are becoming very hypersensitive to mercury, because mercury is happening environmentally and also coming in shots. Even the mercury-free shots have a little bit of mercury in them. So they studied over 14,000 dental patients based on the group of numbers they had, either 0, 1 to 8, or more than 8 fillings. And they found out that...
This is great. If you're about to read what I think you're about to read here,
yeah,
I'm looking at this, and maybe it's just me the way I'm reading it, but this seems just like the most ridiculous statement I've ever seen.
Yeah. The researchers found, are you sitting down? The researchers found people with more than 8 fillings had about 150% more mercury in their blood than those with no fillings.
Really?
Yeah.
No fillings.
No fillings at all. How is that possible that people with 8 mercury fillings had more mercury? I don't get it, right? How long have we been saying this? Now this is where it gets even more shocking. All right. The average American has 3 fillings. Okay, I don't know what the average American is in terms of numbers, but the next statement is even more shocking to me. Not surprising, but still it's shocking to consider. About 25% of all Americans. That's 1/4. You look around a room, if you're in a room full of people, 1 out of every 4 people, according to this, has 11 or more fillings. Going back to the FDA, Pop-Tarts, Frosted Flakes, stay away from fat, embrace sugar. 11 fillings.
I have a confession to make here.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I was one of those kids.
Hmm.
I actually, with my dentist, I had fillings all over the place. I had caps and all kinds of stuff. Maybe it was from the Count Chocula, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but for me,
I was one of those guys. I look like that villain from James Bond.
Yeah,
Jaws with the metal teeth. Yeah.
Do you still have any of the metal in you? Because I don't remember.
I don't think so. I hope not. It's all gone now.
Good. Get them out, kids, and don't let them put them in. And now you got the University of Georgia as your alibi. The researchers there saying what we've been saying for years. I told you so. All right, we're going to talk about measles eradication. We got a question of the day on cachexia. So stand by. Ty Bollinger will be with us in a little while as well. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember Tom Clint we had on up at the cancer prevention convention. He saved his tongue, and you know, he's dealing with mouth, throat of cancer, and he said he told the doctors to take a hike. He noted here that he had about 20 dental amalgams. He just messaged me. He's got 3 left. But they likely led to his 11 root canals. Of course, all of these things lead to cancer, mercury as well. So
I guess 20 is not too many, according to dentists. It's a crazy world we live in, Super Don. This Western world, advanced science, right? Why do you think I went to Africa twice and told them there to kick us out? Kick the white man out. It's like, uh-oh. Is he going to get all racial on us? No, it's a figure of speech, right? We're here in the West. We have all this highfalutin science, and we're destroying ourselves with it. We don't have the consciousness to figure out how to, balance out and, utilize what we learn in harmony with nature. No, that's not a yippy-dippy hippie thing to say. Because if not, what are you doing? You're imbalancing nature. You're corrupting yourself in the process. And then nature will rebound, and you'll be gone. But if you plan to have it to be a better place for your kids and grandkids, then, hey, maybe you ought to rethink what you're doing. Don't place mercury in their mouths. Don't shoot them up with mercury, much less aluminum, and expect them to be healthier. But that's the kind of mass insanity of a culture we have in the West. And it's bled around the world. And this latest claim, the height of arrogance, the height of idiocy and lunacy. This is out of Newsweek, but I'm sure it's being picked up everywhere. Measles has now, according to this news report, maybe the CDC's claim and credit, I don't know, but measles has now been eradicated from the Americas.
No freaking way.
Yeah, that's what I say. Who said that, by the way? No freaking way.
Wow, that's quite a declaration.
It's like I'm saying, wow. Polio. We got rid of polio.
What are we supposed to do with that? It's been eradicated from the now. First off,
yeah.
Do you know what that means? The Americas. I had to look this up.
Well, I think it's North America and South America, right?
Well,
and Central America.
I think so. It's a total of 55 countries. Did you know that? That's a lot of countries.
I didn't know how many there were, but I knew there were a few between polar bears and Argentina.
You got all the, the Falkland Islands and the Virgin Islands and Greenland, and not that there's very many people on Greenland, but,
Yeah.
It goes
all the way down to Paraguay, Uruguay, Chile.
North America,
right?
South America, Central America, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know if they count Easter Island in that. But really, why is this even a desirable thing? Right? Think about that. Did anybody ask, should we eradicate measles? When they said, we can do it, right? Why do you want to go to the moon? Because we can. Maybe, maybe not. Why do you want to climb out of it? Because you can't. Well, maybe you're going to die up there, too. You're going to freeze to death. It's a choice, but really, why are they making the choice for us? Because you know how hard it is to find measles so you can get your kid over to get measles and have them have natural, conferred, God-given immunity to strengthen their immune system, to mature their immune system, to make them less susceptible to chronic diseases and cancer later in life? Did they ever ask me? Did they ever ask us if we wanted to get rid of it? No. These are arrogant, dunderheaded doctors who believe that they need to eradicate every childhood disease because they think they're saving us. When they're really condemning us to chronic degradation and genetic inferiority. And I don't mean this racially. I mean as a species. Harming the genome by preventing us from strengthening ourselves with natural, normal exposures to things that will help us out in life and pass on the strength to the next generation. No, we can't do that. We can't. No, we've got to mandate toxic injections. And so they say because it hasn't originated here, it's eradicated. They don't mention the Disneyland measles thing. Had nothing to do with non-vaccinated individuals. But really, the people that got measles at Disney that are here in America should be grateful. None of them died. And now they have naturally conferred immunity. And they're going to be stronger because of it. We can deal with measles here. We can deal with it here. It's in the third world where people have vitamin A deficiencies that are just so immunocompromised that it becomes a devastating serious illness. In this context, in our Western world, where we have adequate nutrition, for the most part, access to it anyway, hygiene, sanitation, you name it, children are not dying from measles. And they won't die from measles. But that's not even a consideration. We are so glad we've eradicated it, just like we eradicated polio. No, they did not. They renamed it. And now you know where polio's coming from? That's a real question, Super Don.
Where's it coming from?
I'm not Gardasil sure. shots.
Self-inflicted polio.
Paralysis. Acute flaccid paralysis. Guillain-Barré. These are renaming of neurological diseases. Acute exposures to toxins, whether it had been DDT in the past, heavy metals now, antigens, aluminum, and it's creating paralysis. And they won't call it polio because they claim it's eradicated. Smallpox, is that really gone? They renamed that too.
What about? Because here's the deal. With measles, what they're doing is they're claiming that they have now reached a historic milestone of the fourth disease that's been eliminated in the Americas. And you've named two of them, smallpox and polio.
Yeah.
The other one they've thrown in there is rubella.
Yeah, German measles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, if we go to the CDC for a comment, that's what we get.
Oh.
Yeah. These are lunatic claims. And if we've really eradicated them, then it's to our detriment, not to our benefit. And by the way, those of you who think the mumps is going to be eradicated, you can forget that noise. At least we've got something good because Merck can't even produce a mumps vaccine that works. That's why they had to spike it with antibodies from rabbit's blood to get the FDA to grant it a monopoly. Big lawsuit going underway there. This is the kind of insanity we've got. The officials, they're mad, and they're running the asylum claiming to eradicate disease. When they have no earthly idea that they're destroying the terrain, the very terrain that facilitates the strength that you need to encounter any disease and overcome it. And of course, disease is not the microbe. Disease is the imbalance of the terrain that results in a struggle for the regaining of that balance. And we call that disease. And that may indeed come with fever. Dealing with toxic poisons, dealing with metabolites, dealing with the disease processes. The increased production of ROS, oxidative stress from our own immune cells, trying to target the so-called bad guys to help you overcome them. Fever, it's a powerful and positive response, and it strengthens you, if it doesn't kill you, of course. And with homeopathy, with the things we know to do here, the silver hydrosol, belladonna in kids, phosphorus in adults, we can get through these things unscathed for the most part, and strengthened because of it. But that discussion is not happening. We're just tapping ourselves on the back going, yay, hooray, we've eradicated another disease. Shut your pie hole.
I'm imagining, like, over the CDC,
yeah.
They're, like, dancing around in circles. Ding dong, the witch is dead, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's kind of what they're doing. But they're condemning our species to death by eradicating disease, as they're claiming it, through vaccination. It's a criminal act on humanity. If you're healthy, if you have adequate nutrition, hydration, etc., these rites of passage will strengthen you and the generations to come. But that's not considered at all. And of course, when the CDC hears me say that, that's the kind of response I get. All right. Let's see. What else we got to do about listening to the listeners? Can we listen to the listeners? Is that cool?
Let's listen. Listen to the listeners who listen to us.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Question of the daytime. David is asking this one. He says, I have a relative that had the Whipple pancreatic surgery. It's where they scoop out part of your pancreas. It's
Whipple?
A deadly. Yeah, the Whipple procedure. You remember we talked to Dr. Nick Gonzalez, God rest his soul, many times over this procedure. I mean, it's a devastating procedure. You don't survive it long
term. That's an interesting name for it, Whipple.
Yeah. I think it was named after Mr. Whipple or Dr.
Mr. Whipple.
Yeah. No, it's right. Serious. It's really...
The Sherman guy, right?
But it's just a devastating surgery. It's desperate doctors doing desperate things because they don't know what Dr. Nick Gonzalez and others know. How to prevent pancreatic cancer, much less how to reverse it without chemotherapy, radiation, or even surgery. And that's what he did and has patients still alive today and others following up on his advancements. So we got this question in from David. He says he's now not getting the nutrients from the food he consumes, and he's been working with a doctor that specializes in problems associated with cancer, David says, I think, in Rochester, Minnesota, but she is no longer connected with the Mayo Clinic. She's not been able to help him much except that without her helping him, he would not have survived a recent surgery for a bowel obstruction. If he loses a few more pounds, he's likely not able to walk anymore. Would like to know if you think you would be able to help him. Sincerely, David. Now, I was a bit confused a little bit. I think there were some missing aspects of that, and then David did a follow-up, thankfully, before we got on the show today. He says, you must be waiting for a reply from me. Sorry I wasn't clear before. The person that I'm contacting you about has cachexia, and the doctor that he has been working with indicated that some homeopathic treatments would be more than his body can tolerate now. We'll wait for you to respond. Now, a doctor that says you can't tolerate some homeopathic treatments doesn't know homeopathy. There's no problem with using homeopathy, even if you're on death's door. Will you respond? I don't know. But you're not going to be killed by the homeopathic treatment. But I will tell you, with cachexia, and that's, of course, the wasting disease, you're not getting any nutrition, you've been devastated, your system is shut down, your guts have been destroyed. One of the most profound, powerful tools is cannabis. And this is the cannabis that contains THC. If he would smoke some weed, honestly, he would gain some hunger, some digestive power. Something would be restored, and he might not have that wasting disease. That's already been proven in the peer-reviewed literature as well. That would be my number one go-to. Of course, you can get CBD, but that doesn't necessarily stimulate the appetite like the THC does. So I would say that would be my number one. That's not necessarily a homeopathic treatment. It's an herbal treatment. Whether he eats it, whether he smokes it, whatever, that would be something that could save his life or hold off the inevitable celestial dirt nap, as Neil Bortz used to call it, although I don't believe that's true because, of course, you are not your body. That may return to the ground, but you are immortal, and so is your friend. But if anything can help him at this point, I would say cannabis. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. And Ty Bollinger will be up after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively quickly affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, live on GCN, our syndicator. Of course, heard around the world on many, many places, and of course, you can find them in the show notes or follow me on Twitter or Facebook, all of those places as well. And Ty Bollinger coming up after the news, and we got Outside the Box, also Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, is going to join us as well to talk about a big cancer event, Hearthlight Healing event in North Georgia end of October. So stick around for that. And Super Don, I admitted to you off the air, I was afraid of clowns as a kid. Were you? Or was it just me?
No.
I mean, I overcame my fear, but I think initially I was. I mean, there was Bozo the Clown when we were kids. Yeah. I think there was Clarabelle and, you know, honking of the horn. I don't know. I remember those things. But I wasn't gravitating toward clowns as a funny thing. And now, of course, there's a big fear going on of these scary clowns popping up everywhere across the country. And I purposely it's not bizarre. Wanted to cover this story. It's just weird. But
what is the homeopathic remedy for phobias?
Well, I would use some gelsemium for sure.
Gelsemium, okay.
Yeah, that would help.
Right. It's weird thing because it's been going on for weeks now.
But are they doing anything violent, or are they just scaring people?
No, there's no violence that's taken place. It's just people have these sightings of these clowns, and from what I've gathered, the majority of these sightings are all, like, on the edges of wooded areas, mm-hmm. and some of them are, like, trying to coax children to come into the woods, which is just, it's just, what do you do with that? My thought on this, and it probably isn't accurate, but wouldn't this be a great publicity stunt to be pulled off by the upcoming reboot of the movie It by Stephen King?
What, was there a scary clown in It? I don't remember.
Oh, well, of course you haven't seen It because you don't like clowns.
No, I don't like scary clowns.
The character in the movie mm-hmm. that it's about is this evil clown that lures kids into the sewer system, you know, and yeah.
Nasty.
You've never seen Stephen King's It?
I'm not a big fan of the horror genre. Just not a big fan of it. The scare for scare's sake. But I have another angle on this, you know, now that you describe what these clowns are doing.
Right.
I think they're really pediatricians.
Pediatricians? Oh.
Yep. Luring them in to the woods to vaccinate them.
To give the little boys and girls their HPV shots.
You got it. I think we need to train children to fear pediatricians. You know, and I know some of the pediatricians are going to be mad at me for this, but if you're mad at me, then you don't understand what I'm talking about.
Clowns mad at you for this.
Maybe, but I think the clowns are pediatricians because they're doing clown medicine by injecting children with toxic medicaments that have no place being injected into any healthy human, much less an unhealthy child. So I'll stick with that. I'm saying it.
How many
they're pediatricians.
Can you fit into a car?
If we can send them away, those that are vaccinating children. Because one day we'll look back. I'm telling you, you doctors of pediatric medicine, you're going to look back and say, man, was I dumb. Man, was I stupid for listening, for believing what the authorities told me. I'm smarter than that. You're going to say that. I'm smarter than that. Why did I fall for it? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Mark my words. Now, here's a great moment in Dumb Criminals. Out of Seattle, a man asked police to help him find a briefcase full of cocaine. This guy,
of course,
obviously...
If you lose your briefcase of cocaine, you obviously ask the police to help.
Please,
sure.
Please. Yeah, it's like calling the police when, oh, I was just robbed, I was doing a drug deal, and somebody's, you know, right? It's like, you call the police for that? Really? He claimed he misplaced a briefcase filled with cocaine. Oh, it's okay, you misplaced it, we won't arrest you.
Well, just to clarify...
Yeah.
This guy left his briefcase. Somebody else found the briefcase, turned it into the police. The police open it up, and they find all this cocaine and stuff in it, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Well, this guy shows, and it had this guy's ID in it.
So they knew who he was, yeah.
So then he shows up to the police department saying, "But excuse me, I lost a briefcase, and it had some really important paperwork in it. I was wondering if I could get it back." Well...
Right. Let's see what this paper... Oh, it looks like it dissolved into powder. I wonder how that happened. I had nothing to do with it. A kid was 19 years old. Is he a millennial or post-millennial? We'll find out. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, 866-939-BELL. If you want to be part of the show, Ty Bollinger's just going to join us. We're going to go way, way, way outside the box. A real big Zika update. It could be an I told you so as well. Why would that be the case? Because the power to heal is yours. Of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.